cars are tricky because there's so many of them, I guess, in one way. It's like they're there, you know, they're smashed up, they're not smashed up, get another one. People forget consumer protection's there.
The first thing you do, go to the car yard or wherever and say, look, you know, I want this car repaired. If not, I'm going to consumer protection to talk to them. I had a bit to do with them over the years. And yes, so I'm quite aware of their role in the community and I'm very happy they're around.
And if your daddy car breaks down.
Oh, I look at this one too. Better not. I'll shout it good way. Kick it good way.
Hey! Keep it cool, don't sweat it.
Starting our program, we heard from Indigenous consumers who know how consumer protection can help them when they have problems when buying and repairing a car. This is the final segment of the My Daddy Car radio series, and I'm Carol Dowling. I work for Consumer Protection as an education officer. Consumer Protection is there to help you, and the best way we can do that is to hear your complaint. Now, that can be a complaint about anything you buy that doesn't work as it's supposed to, isn't safe, or doesn't match the description you were given, from cars to electrical items and even services like photography. When it comes to being sold a car that is unroadworthy or not what you asked for, if you had your car fixed by a mechanic and the job was not done right, or they did repairs that you didn't want, then you can lodge an official complaint with us. There are many things to do. First up, did you keep your receipts, quotes, or any letters between you and the dealer or mechanic? They will help with your complaint. Write, or get someone to help you to write, a letter to the business. Consumer Protection can give you a sample letter to copy from and even help you with your letter. If you can't write to the business, then take someone who isn't a relative with you when you yarn to the mechanic or car dealer. They can be a witness to what is being said. Either way, if you write or yarn with them, keep a written record of what you said and what they said in response to you. Always record the date when this happened. If you aren't happy with what they offer you, then make contact with Consumer Protection to check out your rights. Annetta Bellingeri is the Senior Regional Officer for Consumer Protection's Broome office. Let's hear Annetta explain more about the complaints process.
Well, there's a few things that happen when we look at a complaint. Firstly, we're trying to resolve it in a way that's fair to everybody. If during the course of trying to resolve it, we find some issues there that we are concerned with that might be breaching some of the legislation that we administer, then we will have a look at that, whether or not we need to prosecute or take action against that business. That's why it's a really good idea if you're having any difficulties at all, get in touch with Consumer Protection. That way we can keep a record of what sort of businesses are causing problems for consumers. And if we start to get quite a few calls, we can also go out there and start visiting businesses and having a chat to them about what's going on.
Consumer Protection receives complaints from Aboriginal consumers that talk about how they experience difficulties when buying and repairing cars. Across Australia, for Aboriginal people, this isn't uncommon, and there are strategies in place to bring about change. In Western Australia, there is no cooling off period when buying a car. This means that once you sign a contract of sale when buying a car, you are locked in. This is a big trap for our people. The other issues relate to using a mechanic that is not licensed. Always make sure that your car is in safe hands when it's being fixed. Kimberley filmmaker Michelle Torres shared some important insight into what happens for our people when they engage with car dealers and the traps they experience.
They want equality, but many of them go to a car dealer, and at the end of the day, the car dealer needs to sell a car, not because he wants you to get the best deal, it's because that's how he gets paid. So he has to meet a certain quota, and he'll use every trick in the book to sell a car to you. If you're an Aboriginal person who's quiet, most of our mob are quiet people, you know, like, and they expect that the person that they're dealing with them is going to give them the best service, not override them and push them down a way that they don't want to go and be forced into a quick sale. When dealing with Aboriginal mob, when they're buying cars and stuff, there's certainly an inequality that happens in terms of customer service.
Broome-based filmmaker Michelle Torres there, talking about what she sees in her community. Remember, Consumer Protection WA is here for you. If you feel that you've been pressured to buy a car, or you think that talking or writing hasn't worked when dealing with a mechanic or a car dealer, call us at Consumer Protection on 1300 30 40 54. Ask to be put through to a community education officer for Indigenous Australians. These officers will work to find out if there are grounds for a complaint or ways of getting a solution, or even if you have a question about what is happening to you as a car owner. They can also talk with you about other consumer issues as well, including renting a house or buying mobile phones. These officers work to not only find out what are the best options available to you, but also find the best person within consumer protection who knows the industry you have problems with. These consumer protection officers find out whether the law has been broken or whether your issues can be better handled by another organisation. If the car dealer or mechanic may have acted against the Australian Consumer Law or the Motor Vehicles Dealers Act, your community education officer will help you fill out the complaint form with you. This is exactly what Barry spoke with me about as he was filling a complaint with our office in Broome. He said that it's wise to always stand up for quality standards when buying and repairing your daddy car.
I know that in all industries there's a standard, and the standard has got to be safe and roadworthy. It's pretty easy to see when a car's not safe or roadworthy, if there's oil leaks or, you know, the tyres are flat or bald. You can pretty much judge that yourself. I've now come to consumer protection to rectify the situation.
When officers from Consumer Protection process your complaint, they will contact all parties to the complaint to find out the facts. Consumer Protection works with everyone by looking at the evidence and making suggestions for a fair outcome. This can take up to 6 weeks, depending on how complex the issues may be. It's important to say here that Consumer Protection cannot order or direct anyone to resolve a complaint. This can only be done by a court of law or a tribunal. If Consumer Protection is unable to negotiate a settlement for you, you'll be given advice on how to go about taking the next step. Consumer Protection acts to bring about mutual agreement between you and the trader. Someone who has gone to Consumer Protection in the past is Noongar Elder Mr. Robert Eggington. Robert shares his experience with us.
I've used their advice on a number of occasions for things I've bought and or predicaments I've got into, and I've got advice from them and referred on to other entities like, you know, the Ombudsman to work out situations and issues. So, yeah, you know, I'm fortunate I'm sort of got that information about them being there and the sort of service that they provide. But I'm sure that, you know, there'd be a lot of Noongar people that need that information, and I think by this sort of program, I think it's a good way to do that.
Consumer Protection WA may find that a trader such as a mechanic or car dealer has breached Australian consumer law and will notify them to fix any problems. Consumer Protection will also work to make sure that your situation doesn't happen to other consumers in the future. This might not resolve your particular dispute, but will help to stop future problems for you and for other consumers. I'm Carol Dowling, and I'm a Community Education Officer for Consumer Protection WA. I really hope you found your daddy car and you're keeping it that way. You deserve a daddy car. That's a car that is value for money and hasn't caused you any worries. If you have any worries at all with buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 30 40 54 or like our Facebook page, facebook.com/mydardycar. That's D-A-R-D-Y. I'd like to end this series by allowing some of the many people I've yarned to talk about what they think of Consumer Protection WA and what it can do for our people. Here's Robert, Natasha, Arnold, Michelle, Nina and Tom to end our series with some good advice.
Well, I'm Robert Eggington, and if you've got a lemon on your hands and it's costing you money and you can't see any way out of it, seek the information and advice from Consumer Protection. Let them know that you need support in dealing with this, what is a huge problem in purchasing your vehicle.
Hi, I'm Natasha Moore, and if you have any problems in terms of your car or buying a new car or buying a second-hand car, get in contact with Consumer Protection and they should be able to help you.
Hi, I'm Arnold Pudding-Smith. I'd like to say hello to everyone listening, and I'm much obliged to do my little talk on cars. If you have any trouble, call Consumer Protection and they'll put you on the straight and narrow.
Hi, I'm Mitch Torres and I'm here in Broome, and if you have any consumer problems that you would like someone to help you with, go to Consumer Protection here in Broome.
Hi, I'm Nina Tessing. I live in Broome. If you need any help or information about cars, even buying a car, and if you have any problems, just get in touch with Consumer Protection. They're very good, actually. They help me a lot.
Hi, I'm Tom Little. If you have any trouble buying a new car or trouble once you've bought it, go to Consumer Protection because they're there to help.